Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The arguments are in, and now the Supreme Court has a few months to weigh in on how internet companies should handle speech.
Justices heard arguments yesterday about a law in Texas that bars large tech companies from taking down posts, and a similar law in Florida. The states say the laws are needed because tech companies censor conservatives, but tech companies say they have the right to moderate content and filter out hate speech. So who's right? Our guest says neither of them. Scott Wilkins is senior counsel at the Knight First Amendment Institute at Columbia University, and he wrote an amicus brief in the case. Hi there.
Hi, it's great to join you.
So you told the Washington Post the court should reject the, quote, extreme views of the First Amendment from both sides. Briefly, what are those extreme views you're talking about?
The social media platforms say that they have a First Amendment right to editorial judgment over their content moderation decisions about user content. And they take a very strong view, which would make it virtually impossible for the government, the state governments, or the federal government to regulate their content moderation in any way, including, for example, requiring social media platforms to provide transparency to the public into what they are doing, which is currently, for many of the platforms, a black box.
And the other extreme view?
Texas and Florida are saying that the social media platforms have zero First Amendment rights to editorial judgment, that governments can regulate social media platforms' content moderation as governments see fit.
So you say that there is a middle ground here. What is the middle ground?
It's very important for the court to make clear that the platforms do indeed have a right to editorial judgment over the content they publish. However, that right is not unlimited, and state governments, the federal government, should be able to enact carefully drawn laws like transparency laws that are consistent with the First Amendment and that actually promote democracy, promote online public discourse. Transparency requirements that are carefully drawn will help the public understand just how the platforms are moderating content, and also, therefore, the kinds of impact that the platform's decisions are having on the public.
So a very common mistake people make when they talk about the First Amendment is not realizing the First Amendment is talking about government censorship. But in this case, the government of both Florida and Texas are saying, we have the right to tell a private company not to censor? I'm a little confused.
Yes. So you kind of have three layers. You have the government, you have the private platforms, and you have the users. But as you said a moment ago, the First Amendment applies to the government. So if the government tried to tell the users what they can say, that would be a clear First Amendment issue. But here you have the government telling the platforms what to do about the speech they publish. And so the real issue here then is the extent to which the platforms have a First Amendment right to editorial judgment. And they basically say they're like newspapers. They should be able to decide what content appears on their websites, on their services. That analogy goes a certain distance, but it doesn't go as far as the platforms want it to go.
So all of this began with a claim that conservatives were being censored on social media. Was that true? Do we have evidence that they were being censored? Or were these laws just fixing a problem that didn't exist?
I mean, I haven't seen any evidence of censorship, and I have seen news reports that studies of that have indicated that there hasn't been a bias by the platforms against conservative voices. But these laws really came after the deplatforming of former President Trump, then still President Trump, by the major platforms.
I wonder how your middle way idea works globally. And I say that because the European Union passed the Digital Services Act, which mandates that companies take action to take down posts that spread misinformation or hate speech or terrorist propaganda. Is it possible that if the Supreme Court sides with Texas and Florida, we could end up having an American version of social media and then a different version for the rest of the world?
It certainly is possible that we would have different, somewhat different platforms in the two locations. But I think, you know, the platforms are complying with the European Union law, at least parts of it, you know, right now. I think one of the bigger issues here might be how many different versions of the platforms kind of have to be presented to the public in Florida versus Texas versus our 50 states, and then versus regulations globally. So I'm sure that will present complications for the platforms here. But, you know, even more importantly is just all of these regulations, government regulations, limit the speech that appears on the platform. And they cause the platforms to kind of overcorrect, to take down more than even the laws would require, because the platforms want to protect themselves. And so it could be that government after government is having a really negative impact on speech. But the European Union does, for example, have transparency requirements. They do require the platforms to disclose a lot of information about how they moderate content. And we haven't seen any real negative impacts based on the platforms having to provide more transparency.
Scott Wilkins is senior counsel at the Knight First Amendment Institute at Columbia University. Scott, thank you so much.
It's great to be with you. Thank you so much.